In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers on Mandi channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Inshallah Azawajal, my dear viewers on Mandi channel, in today's episode, we will discuss various aspects of invitation to virtue, especially how can one develop the fear of death, how we can tell individuals through invitation to virtue in regards to the fear of death, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we dive at the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It mentioned that the person who sends durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam receives its reward in a way that his sustenance is increased. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be in need of intercession for entering into Jannah, at that day, the person who recites durood will be blessed with the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Mani channel, we have just heard that if we want to get blessed with the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, therefore we should start reciting durood, peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers of Mani channel, we need to understand the severity of death, that the pangs, the thoughts of death, how severe they are. Alama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, death is the most horrifying thing from among the horrors of this world and the hereafter. It is more severe than being slit with swords, cut with scissors, boiled in cauldrons, and if a dead person had become alive and informed people about the severe agonies of death and luxury and the sleep of theirs would have all come to an end. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Mani channel, we need to be very frightened in regards to death, especially in regards to accountability, especially of the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. I'd like to mention 9 sayings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aimed at arousing enthusiasm for staying away from temporary pleasures and making oneself fearful of the accountability of the hereafter in case of enjoying worldly pleasures. Number 1, on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will call one of his bondmen and make him stand in his court. And he Azza wa Jalla will question him about his status and rank the way he Azza wa Jalla will question him about his wealth. Allahu Akbar. Number 2, second narration. If a bondman walks any step, he will be questioned on the Day of Judgment why he walked that step. Allahu Akbar. For every step you'll be questioned. Number 3, the third narration. On the Day of Judgment, first of all, the bondman will be questioned. Had I not kept your body healthy? Had I not made you drink cold water? Did you fulfill the rights of them or not? Number 4, the master and slave, the husband and wife will be brought and held accountable. The man will be told, you drank water with pleasure so and so day. And the husband will be told that there were others wanting to marry so and so woman. And so I made you marry her, leaving all of them. The question would be, what right did you fulfill for these favors? The fifth saying, on the Day of Judgment, the mu'min will be questioned about every deed. He will even be questioned about the kuhl in his eyes, the surma in his eyes, subhanallah. Number 6, the sermon the bondman reads, the advice and speech he delivers, he will even be questioned about it as to what you had intended for this. Number 7, anyone calling towards anything, meaning invitation to virtue, will be made to stand on the Day of Judgment with his call, no matter he had given the call to only a single person. Allahu Akbar. What this narration refers to is mentioned This narration refers to sincerity. Preachers conveying the invitation to virtue and make individual effort, they should ponder whether they had performed these deeds for the pleasure of Allah or for anyone else. Number 8, it says, I swear to the one under whose power my life is, the favor you will be questioned about on the day of judgment is cool shade, good date, i.e. dry fruit, and cold water. Number 9, on the day of judgment, every wealthy and poor would wish that he had only got quut in this world. And quut implies only as much food as is needed to save one's life and nothing more. And remember, my dear viewers of Madni channel, having more wealth, this causes much difficulty in life. As mentioned, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amirah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, the more wealth one has, the more accountability he will have to face. Sayyiduna Abu Zar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, on the day of judgment, the accountability of 2 dirham possessing person will be more severe than 1 dirham possessing one. Allahu Akbar. Number 3, a great Tabari saint, Sayyiduna Muawiyah bin Qurra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, on the day of judgment, the most severe accountability will be made against a healthy and affluent person. My dear viewers of Madni channel, accountability in the hereafter is an extremely very, very, very serious matter. I like to mention a parable for admonition. And let's listen to it and take lessons from this. And ponder anxiously that how we would face this. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, after the leader of believers, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away, I was very curious to know about the matters of his afterlife. One day, seeing a palace in my dream, I asked, whose is it? An angel replied, this is the palace of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Meanwhile, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out of his palace with a shawl over his body, and it looked like if he had just performed a ghusl. I humbly asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah tabarak wa ta'ala treat you? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Allah azza wa jalla treated me graciously. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked me, how much period has passed since I left you? I humbly replied, 12 years. He radiallahu ta'ala said, I have just been relieved of accountability. Allahu Akbar. May Allah azza wa jalla have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for their sake. My dear viewers of Madni channel, the parable of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu contains a great lesson for us. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a shining star of the sky of Ashra Mubashra, who was the wealthiest companion. All of his wealth was definitely halal. Abundance of wealth produced in him divine fear, not heedlessness. His parable of accountability on the judgment day also contains admonition. Let's listen to this also. The beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came to his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, O companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, last night Allah showed to me your houses and ranks in heaven. I also saw whose house is far away from mine. Then having described the ranks of great companions separately, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abdul Rahman, I saw that you have been very far away from me until I suspected your ruin. But after some time, you came to me drenched in sweat. When I asked the reason, you said, I was prevented from accountability and I was questioned where I earned wealth from and where I spent it. The narrator said, listen to it. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to weep and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these 100 camels came last night from Egypt, loaded with goods, making you a witness. I give them in charity for the poor and the orphans of the holy city of Madina Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to the mother of the believer, Sayyidina Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, I fear being ruined by the abundance of wealth. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said, keep spending your wealth in the divine path. My dear viewers of Madni channel, the wealthy should fear the horrors and terrors of judgment day. pondering over the frightening parable of the accountability of the one who certainly and completely had halal wealth, spent it on divine path in abundance. Those who accumulate worldly wealth greedily, wandering around different places in search for various sources of earning more and more money, should really reconsider this mentality of theirs. So therefore, my dear viewers of Money Channel, try to stay away from this extra wealth that we do not require. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi al-Wali, has narrated, a saint, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was weeping. So people gathered around him and asked, taking pity on him, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on you, what's the matter? Why are you weeping? The saint replied, there is a wound in my heart which is experienced by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's fearing people in their hearts. Which type of wound is that? Asked the people. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala replied, the wound of the fear of the announcement which will be made on the Day of Judgment to present me in the Divine Court of Accountability. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for their sake. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, in order to enhance knowledge, to learn correct Islamic beliefs, to drive shaitan away, to get rid of satanic whispers about beliefs, to wake up from sleep of heedlessness, to seek spiritual peace and comfort, and to become a practicing Muslim, always remain affiliated with the Madani environment of Da'wat Islam. And for the accomplishment of the Madani aim, that I must try to reform myself and the people of the entire world, continue to yearn for the protection of your faith. Keep offering salah regularly and acting upon the sunnah. Lead your life, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, by following the Nek A'mal and travel regularly in at least the 3-day sunnah-inspired Madani kafilas. And let me tell you a Madani parable for persuasion. An Islamic brother from Pakistan has stated, I was spending my life in utter heedlessness. By virtue of blessed companionship of the devotee of Rasul affiliated with Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, a breeze of true guidance came up in the ruined garden of my life. The individual effort made by him brought me closer to Da'wat Islami. So the invitation to virtue given by him brought that person closer to Da'wat Islami, inspiring me to join the Madani environment. He says, when I attended the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima for the first time in my life, I got the privilege of listening to the speech from beginning to end. I liked all this, but I spontaneously burst into laughter when the attendees of Ijtima started making dhikr. That's what he says of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All together in an emotional way. Meaning he started laughing when they were doing dhikr. And it looked as if they were shouting like mad people, ma'azallah. He says, I was engulfed by similar foolish and satanic whispers when a sudden gust of spiritual wind came, overwhelming me and causing me to start making the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala involuntarily and so enthusiastically that I was lost to the world. I had amazing and pleasant feelings in my heart. He says, Alhamdulillah, by the blessing of dhikr and dua, seriousness became a part of my character. Repenting of my past sins, I started treading on the path of salah and sunnah, adorning my face with the beard and my head with the green turban. Alhamdulillah, he says, I was also privileged to gain the blessings of the congregational i'tikaf held in the holy month of Ramadan. He says, now my respected father has also grown a beard and all my family members joined the Qadiriyya Razaviyya order. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. He says, by the time of writing this parable of mine, I am getting the privilege of performing Madani activities as a responsible person for the Nek A'mal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, always remember, if you have a religious appearance, you should adopt seriousness and sociability. You have so great status that a smile of yours can change the fate of the coming descendants of a person. On the contrary, Your unfriendly behavior or rebuke can throw someone into the pit of deviation. Therefore, always treat the meeting person with kindness, gentleness, and tenderness. Do not get lazy in conveying the invitation to virtue. You never know that individual effort of yours can become a means of reforming the entire family of that person. As was described in the above parable, in which the person was reformed by the virtue of fruitful individual effort, benefiting even his family members. How great the blessing of righteous people are. It is stated on page 809 of the first volume of Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wale A'mal, i.e. Deeds Leading to Hell, published by Maktabatul Madina. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, due to pious Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jalla removes trouble from his 100 neighboring homes. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam then recited the following blessed verse, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. And if Allah does not make some people repel some others, then surely the earth will be ruined. The beloved bondmen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Madi Views and Madi Channel, they convey the invitation to virtue in a very unique way. Let's listen to a very faith-refreshing parable in this context and learning some lessons from this. Once what happened was a rich person, he once invited Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, insisting him to come to his home for a meal. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, if you agree to these three conditions, I will come inshallah. Number one, I will sit where I want. Number two, I will eat whatever I want. And number three, you will have to do whatever I say. These were the three conditions. The rich man agreed, but he didn't know what he was getting himself into. So a large number of people gathered to behold the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Delicious cuisine food was cooked. At a preset time, Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh came and he sat where the shoes were. Allahu Akbar. Because one of the conditions was, the first one, I will sit where I want. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he came, and where did he sit? He sat where the shoes were. The host couldn't say anything because Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had already said the condition of sitting where he wants. After a while, feast was served. People started eating delicious food, but the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla took out a dry piece of bread from his cloth bag and started to eat it. After the feast has finished, Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh asked the host to bring a stove and a pan and place the pan over the hot stove. The host did as he was ordered. After the pan became extremely hot, Sayyidina Hatim bin Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stood on the pan barefooted. People were wide-eyed, people were shocked. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, I have eaten a dry piece of bread today. Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stepped off the pan and said to the people, now you people also stand on this pan and account for what you have just eaten. Allahu Akbar. Screaming fearfully, people spoke in chorus, in together, O Master rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you are a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla and this is your miracle. We are sinners and world seekers. We will not be able to stand barefooted on the hot pan. So how can we do so with our delicate feet? Listen to this. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, O people, remember the day when the sun will be 1.25 miles away from us. Today the sun is billions and billions of miles away from us, with its back towards us, whereas its front will be towards us at that time. The ground will be hot like fire. Imagine standing over the hot ground and thinking about this hot pan which has been heated with the fire of this world. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, the heat of this pan is nothing compared to the fire like hot ground on the Day of Judgment. You will be forced to stand on that extremely hot ground. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the last ayah of Surah Takathur, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then on that day, you will surely be questioned regarding the bounties. He says, if you cannot account for only one meal standing over this hot pan of the world, which miracle will you have tomorrow on the Day of Judgment to account for the favors of the entire life standing over the blazing ground? Listen to his admonitory speech, people starting crying loudly and repenting of their sins. Subhanallah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, you must have realized how uniquely Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali conveyed invitation to virtue about the accountability of the deeds in the afterlife. Resurrection and accountability are indeed extremely alarming matters. And describing these crucial matters, Hujjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated in the book Kimiya-e Sa'adat, after death, the deceased person will rot, giving off a foul smell that people will perhaps put their hand over their nose if they see him. Insects will eat him in the grave, gradually causing him to turn into dust, which is an extremely unimportant and inferior thing. After death, if he had remained in the form of dust like animals, it would have been a favor to him. But regretfully, he will not be able to gain the wealth of remaining in the form of the dust. Instead, he will be resurrected on the day of judgment and brought out of his grave. He will be made to stand at the place of terror and horror. At that time, he will see that skies have been torn apart, stars have fallen down, the sun and the moon have lost light, mountains are scattered like cotton balls, the earth is changed. The angels of hell are throwing snoozes. The hell is thundering. The angels are handing over books of deeds to everyone. He will see every misdeed he had done during his lifetime. Everyone will read his sins, getting worried over them. He will be asked, come and reply, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you sit up? Why did you stand up? Why did you see? Why did you think? If he fails to reply, he will be made to enter hell. Ma'azallah. He will then say, if I only were born a pig or a dog, so that I would turn into dust and become they, meaning animals, because the animals are safe and free from this torment. Hence, how strange it is for the one to show arrogance and pride, who is worse than a pig and worse than a dog because of his misdeeds. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, we have now been born and there is no way to return. Those childless couples waiting for the unborn child should ponder what they have intended to have when they have intended to have as a baby. So therefore, my dear viewers of Mandi channel, we should be very, very careful in regards to our actions and what they may lead to. And we should always be preparing for accountability. Remember, whatever we do, we will be held accountable for. And there's a saying of Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that I do not envy even the most pious people who will see the horrors of the judgment day. I only envy the one who is nothing, i.e. who will not be born in this world. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, have fear of accountability on the day of judgment and always prepare for this accountability. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.